Today's show features not one, but two Raymonds. They are Raymond Carr and Raymond Wade Tilton, two longtime collaborators here in Atlanta. Their most recent project is The Black and White Show, a show about contrast. It is a multimedia theatrical performance that includes film, performance pieces, and lots of puppets. Because of some of the themes we'll discuss in this interview, we'll specify that Raymond Carr is Black and Raymond Tilton is white. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you've been collaborating with each other for about a decade. How did it start?
I'll take this. So I went to my first performance of XPT after finding out about it. That's an experimental puppetry theater that's done over at the Center of Puppetry Arts. And I was just an audience member in it, trying to check it out for the first time. And lo and behold, Raymond Carr had a piece in that particular show. And I absolutely fell in love with that piece. It was one of my favorite pieces for that evening. But we actually didn't become friends or start working together probably for about another 2 or 3 years.
And I gravitated towards Raymond Wade because he was my first fan. So,
and he
has a good taste.
The a lasting one, obviously. An artistic collaboration is a very special thing. What do you think has made yours work over this long period of time?
I don't know, Raymond Carr, does it actually work?
You know, we've grown to become more brothers than anything else. And a lot of what makes our collaboration work so well is that conflict that we push each other, you know, away and towards each other. And at the end of the day, we know that we have to pick our battles with each other and decide, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna fight you on this one. I'll let you have this one, but I gotta have another one on my side. But at the end of the day, we're just we have enough similar interests that we both really want to see a really interesting show that is unique that we just don't see anywhere else. And what drives us.
What would the type of conflict be, albeit temporary? Is it about the material?
It's generally, I always say that Wade is the fartsy to my artsy. So part of the conflict and what makes us work well is that I am a little more in tune to, say, mainstream pop culture, straight narrative, linear narrative, whereas Wade is a little more experimental and avant-garde and that sort of thing. So that level of conflict is always a theme that we go back and forth on.
Mm-hmm. And I'll also say that we're coming from two different backgrounds. So Raymond has a very long background in puppetry, and I just came into it about the time that I saw my first XPT. And so I'm actually coming from the actor side / performance art side. So it's kind of combining those two elements together that makes a more, I believe, a more unique show, and that's what we're presenting.
The Black and White Show is your upcoming show. And it's described as a show about contrast. What are the contrasts you're exploring?
We really wanted to go with a lot of different ideas of two opposing concepts and finding blends between them, much like the way that we work with. So there's an entire segment, the second act, is all about every iteration of relationships, whether it be siblings, relationships, romantic, and just the arc of those relationships and seeing people and objects coming together and then being drifted apart. We explore religion, contrast in religion.
How long is this show?
About an hour and a half.
It'll feel like 3 hours. No. It's about an hour and a half show, and that includes intermission. Mm-hmm. Each piece is probably only about 10 minutes in length.
I just meant with that.
Sure, no, I completely understand.
We haven't even gotten to the race aspect of it. But yeah, there are pieces that deal with conflicts within the races, and nothing too on the nose, but we kind of dabble in a lot of it. And also visual contrast, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, dealing with both color contrast and the contrast between film versus live performance.
So there, particularly, there's one piece where it's all the backgrounds are done for a projector, but then we use shadow puppets to animate the actual characters in real time. So we're actually using the light from the projector to be the shadows for the screen.
Do you speak while manipulating the puppets, or is it, you know, dialogue and then the puppetry is its own presentation?
It's a lot of both, honestly. There's some pieces that are completely nonverbal. There are some pieces that we have pre-recorded dialogue from other performers that we've are fans of. I guess there's only one piece that we actually speak in, Knock Knock.
True, yeah. There's not a lot of dialogue, actually, in a lot of these pieces. Some of it's pre-recorded. But for the live performances themselves, I would say that there's not a huge amount of dialogue. It's more kind of visual.
You described Wade's fartsy to your artsy, Raymond.
I love that you got her to say fartsy. That's amazing. Is this the first that you said fartsy online?
I think it is.
Yes? I love this.
We weren't speaking about the ancient Persian Farsi, were we?
We'll let the listeners decide. But
well, what are other differences in your aesthetics?
Well, Wade likes to say that I generally write about God and women are my only two themes.
That's true.
So he always projects that upon me, whereas
there's a lot of guilt,
But you know, and then Wade's generally his work is generally more, I don't know, it's lighter and funnier and sillier.
And I also like to slow things down.
Yes.
I always find you kind of tend to rush things, and I'm always telling you, Raymond, just let it have its own pace. It's okay. It's okay.
Also, I'm always 10 minutes late, and he's always 10 minutes early.
That's true.
Well, so we balance each other out.
And of course, I drove us here, so we would make sure we're here on time.
We appreciated that. One contrast you have is art forms. Raymond Carr, you have an extensive puppetry background going all the way back to your parents. Would you explain?
Yes.
Your parents were puppets?
Yes. I come from puppet people. No. I was actually homeschooled by church clowns. My parents were clowns in the church, and my brother and I would perform puppets for ministry in Southern California. And they got a job out here working for churches, and we moved out here, and then I started working at the Center for Puppetry Arts. And from there, I went spent some time in Iceland working for Nick Jr.'s Lazy Town, and I toured with a show called Walking with Dinosaurs, which is a life-size animatronic dinosaur show. And most recently, I was in Los Angeles working for the Jim Henson Company on a new PBS show, Splash and Bubbles, where I played Dunk the Pufferfish. So PBS.
Wow. And that's pretty impressive. I mean, that trajectory to the Jim Henson Company. Raymond Wade.
Yes. Nowhere near as impressive. Have a regular day job. I do this in the evening. It's pretty bad.
You come from a theater background. You started doing puppetry for about 12 years and say it's given you more artistic freedom. How so?
That's true. So basically when I was doing, when I was an actor in other people's shows, it was always kind of frustrating relinquishing all the decisions and the ideas and stuff like that for a show just to one person, not having a say in it. All I could do was, you know, embody the character and change my character. So wanting to take more chances and be more in charge and stuff like that. What's great about the freedom that you get from puppetry is things are a lot less expensive. So things are actually doable, where before it was just like, I can't put a show on by myself. That's ridiculous. It takes so many people, so much money. But with puppetry, it's a lot more small, lot more contained, and it's a lot more doable.
So the puppets never go on strike? Or the
puppets never go on strike, exactly.
They break, but they don't necessarily strike.
That's true.
Well, let's look at some of the specific parts of the shows There are films, knock-knock jokes. You kind of hinted at that. Mm-hmm. What are some of the elements featured in the show?
Well, we have, so the film aspect of it, we have some pieces that we've done over the course of the decade. We have a film that is called Hitori that was produced by Heather Henson, Jim Henson's daughter, that has gone on to do quite a bit of festival success. And that's something that Wade and I both collaborated and directed. But we actually had Jeffrey Bootser, who is a local fabulous musician and artist, do the soundtrack for us, and he'll actually be in the show doing his own live version of the soundtrack. And he has a looping machine and his own kind of toy piano and guitar, and he's going to be doing some really interesting things with that.
I'm Lois Reitzes, back with you and Raymond Carr and Raymond Wade Tilton. Their upcoming show is titled The Black and White Show, a show about Congress. It's about contrast.
Which has a lot of contrast in Congress, too.
Yes,
yes it does. One of the points you are making is that the show is not explicitly about race, but just the fact that Raymond is black and the other Raymond is white, it does become somewhat political. Why is that?
It definitely makes it a little bit more of a sellable show, I think. you know, you always kind of need something visual to kind of sell a show. And I'm not sure if this kind of concept would sell up north as much as it does in the South. You know, obviously you have someone like Tara Oakes, who's putting on a show right now as well, over seven stages, as also having to deal with race.
That's White Woman in Progress.
Yes,
we had her
correct.
On last week.
Yes, I overheard that.
I think that part of it is just you can't not see race in Atlanta with a black man and a white man putting on a show called The Black and White Show. In fact, it was a byproduct. We had a piece called The White Piece, which we've done about maybe like 7-8 years ago, which was mm-hmm. our first collaboration that we really, really liked. And then we made this film Hitori, which we originally called The Dark Piece. And it was more, had nothing to do with race. And then we said, oh, let's put those two shows together and let's flush it out. Let's see where it goes. And then it was like, we'll call it The Black and White Show. And then it was like, oh, wait, this is going to be all about race, isn't it?
And when we got mentioned in the AJC, they yeah. actually said it was a show about race, and we're like, all right, we'll go with that.
No, but I mean, you can't not. The sure. fact that we live in this world and this is a part of who we are, so
yeah.
it permeates.
Well, but you also touch upon transgender bathroom laws. Mm-hmm. You make statements on, you know, different issues of our time. What do you hope audiences take away from their exploration of your collaboration?
I think that the main through line through this is kind of compromise. That's kind of what black and white is such a strong contrasting idea, but at the end of the day, the only way that Wade and I work is through compromise. We both have very strong opinions, but we come together to make them one.
We're showing Congress how to do it.
I was just going to say, how do you feel about going to Washington? Raymond Carr and Raymond Wade Tilton are longtime collaborators. The Black and White Show has two performances at the Village Theater. Those are on March 16th and again on the 23rd at 9 p.m. Raymond's, it's really been a delight. Thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure for us.
Thank you. It's been an honor. Thank you.